Macmillan Audio presents The Cabinets of Barnaby Maine by Elsa Hart. Read by Barry Krynick. Chapter 1. It has been suggested that the surface of the earth was once smooth, and that beneath it was an abyss filled with water. After many years, the crust of the earth became dry and brittle. At a command from God, it cracked, and the waters that had been trapped within surged and roiled through the broken land. Thus, the flood was not a deluge from above that covered the mountains, but a welling from below that created them. The world inherited by man was but the jagged ruin left by that great devastation. This was just one theory that was being debated in Signore Covo's coffee house one drizzly spring morning. The year was 1703. Queen Anne occupied the throne, and for the citizens of London there were enough new laws, new wars, and new books to sustain any argument. But Covo's was popular because it inspired a more fanciful variety of conversation. Its walls and ceilings, encrusted with objects intended to provoke wonder and speculation, made serious gentlemen feel comfortable entertaining thoughts of subterranean giants, unknown civilizations, and even, with the appropriate tone of deprecation, magic. Upstairs, Signore Covo reclined in a chair before the hearth, legs outstretched, affecting the casual elegance his English companion would expect from a secretive Italian noble. Wearing a bemused heart.